The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
Tom, you're on your side of the desk, have a lack of news stories right now. You've got nothing to bring to the table.
That's not true. I've got lots of news stories.
So that's why I've been forced to bring this segment, and I'm wondering if you're okay with it. I want to treat it kind of seriously. It's about the woman who's been caught in the act of bestiality.
No, let's give it a go.
Yeah, let's have a chat. Because I thought you might be like, no way, don't talk about it.
No, you can talk about that.
Because you can't handle serious topics sometimes.
That's not true. I just don't think that when you're talking about, you know, teachers having sex with their students.
Okay.
You find the female teachers attractive.
But animals you're okay with?
No. No. <So. laughs> It's just a little bit less close to home, isn't it?
Okay, sure.
Because for some reason, when you're talking about hot teachers, it just bugs me a bit.
Oh, hot teachers. Don't get me distracted, Jesus. Tom.
Oh, God.
A woman has been,
caught in the act.
And has since been to court and put on a 2.5-year probation with 3 counts of bestiality. Oh, Tom, I said do it seriously. You're putting sound effects in it?
I am doing it seriously. That was real footage.
Okay. I'm just wondering, like, there's a picture of her, right? She's Australian. Picture of her that she was caught when the cops found a video of it, which is terrible. Mm. And they've named her.
So she's been charged then and fully
I told you. Yeah, 2.5 years probation.
Yeah, okay.
And 3 counts of bestiality and a wholly suspended 2.5-year jail term for drug trafficking. So the cops went there for drug reasons and found a video of her and her dog. Yeah. And she said, look, it's ruined my life. And God, it would have. I mean, I don't know where she's from. They don't say where. But if she's, let's say she's in Brisbane, you know, not a city, big city, not tiny, not huge. No. Her full name is written.
Well, don't read it out.
I'm not going to read it out.
We don't want to be those people.
Well, I haven't, as you've noticed.
Because
I think it's one of the worst things you can probably do. Yeah. I mean, imagine her going for a job or something and everyone going, oh, you did that. Like, that's...
It's not fun. She did it, though. Yeah, but...
Should you be shamed for that?
No.
It's like a... sort of sexual crimes where someone's clearly done something in the heat of the moment, which is awkward and obviously gross, but you shouldn't be punished for life for it.
Don't think a lot of people would have the same view as you.
You reckon like, oh, you did that, so your life should be done.
No. But
punishment, like punisher.
I think it's a punishable offence, yes.
Yeah, but... Does it
publicly?
It's a dog. Yeah. Like, come on.
Look,
it's a live ball game. Give us a call. Let's throw it open.
I've got a really inappropriate sound effect to play. Can I play it?
Oh God, here you go.
You're feeling thirsty?
Oh.
Shame on.
All right, we're not going to go to the phones. No. So we're going to leave that one closed for now.
Good. Great. After 6:30, Ollie. After that, we're talking nude swimming in the river.
Well, you are. Tom, it's pretty well documented on this show that I have been a big fan of Pokemon Go.
Oh, God.
Obviously, played 24 hours straight at some point, and that was a challenge. But for that reason, I'm actually very excited to hear when other people have exciting news and exciting feats.
So you say exciting, and I can tell you it's not exciting.
When other people have challenges and feats and achievements they've done in Pokemon, I want to hear about them. We heard from Smashing Taylor, a young kid about a month ago who had caught a lot of Pokemon. He has since caught a whole lot more, he reckons. Yeah, let's hear what he said last time.
I've nearly caught every single Pokemon in the game.
Oh, have you? God. Jeez.
Yeah, I've caught... The only ones I've got left to catch is Muk.
Yeah.
Mr. Mime and Golem and Polygon.
So he's been doing well. He's since got in touch to say,
Tommy,
if you know Pokemon, that's an achievement. That is quite an achievement. So he's since got in touch to say, guys, I've got some big, big news on the Pokemon Go front. Gosh. Good morning, Sebastian. You're going by Sebastian now, not Smashing Taylor.
Hello.
Hello, Sebastian. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Mate, tell us your exciting news. This is, for me, it's big news. Maybe Tom's not so, you know, so excited, ridiculous. but lay it out for us.
I've caught all Pokemon in Pokemon Go.
Are you serious?
Taylor, absolutely bravo to you, mate. That is a huge achievement. So that is 141, is it, or two?
I don't know.
Okay, I thought you would know that.
Are you joking?
Like, okay, well, so Sebastian, are you pretty pumped? How do you feel about this?
Pretty good.
How much time did it take you, would you say, if you had to do, like, were you doing hours and hours each day?
Normally on the weekends, I try to go out all day and I walk around, hatch heaps of eggs, because obviously the region exclusive ones I can only get from eggs.
Yeah. Good.
The region exclusive ones are hard to get.
They say you got to catch them all, and now you have caught them all. So what is your new mantra?
Now I'm just going to try and level up and get my Dragonite really high.
Okay. And then
he's got a Dragonite.
So what happens if you've got get to the next level and your Dragonite gets up to the next level? What happens then?
I just keep on trying to bash the gyms down in my town and hopefully just get more XP.
Okay. So so you're in Rutherglen. Yeah. So are you now the king of Rutherglen in a sense?
Well, I'm the best in Rutherglen.
Yeah, well, you're the Pokemon master of Rutherglen.
Yeah.
I just want to ask. You go, Sebastian, go. Yeah.
I know a few people are going to play, but obviously there's not many people that I know that's in the blue, in Mystic. I'm in Mystic in
Team Rutherglen. Mystic, I'm Team Valor, but that's all right.
Okay, now we go.
Yeah, most people in Rutherglen are Team Valor or Team Instant.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so Sebastian, just final question. When does it end?
I don't know. Probably never.
That was spoken by someone with a true addiction. I don't know.
Thanks, Sebastian.
I don't know. But all I can say is, look, massive respect to Sebastian, to Smashing Taylor.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done, Sebastian.
Thanks.
No worries.
Good times, mate. Absolute legend of Rutherglen and a legend of the Pokemon game. Where have you had pizza delivered is the topic. I have a bit of a mildly cool story from the weekend, a mildly crazy story.
Oh, yeah, same. I got a story.
I was DJing at a Tura hotel.
So hang on, you want people to call on 13, 12, 16?
Well, I'll tell the story, then we can ask for calls.
Okay, 13, 12, 16, where have you had pizza delivered?
No, I said I'll tell the story and then we can ask for calls.
Oh, okay, cool.
well, still call. I was at a Tura DJing. Obviously, a Tura is a hotel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in walks into the foyer a guy with pizza.
God.
Heads to the lift. Goes up to like level 4. Away he goes.
Not that special, Ollie.
I said mildly crazy.
Yeah, but I'm not going, whoa, someone's getting pizza delivered to a hotel.
No, but it's mildly crazy.
No, it's not even mildly crazy. Okay, that isn't a normal thing that people do.
Is it?
Absolutely.
I never thought of that.
Are you joking?
I've never had pizza delivered anywhere else apart from my house.
A lot of hotels put a pizza menu in their hotel room so that you can get pizza delivered.
Well, that is a dull story then. Look, it's a Monday.
I said that we could chuck this story out. We could do something else.
Well, I said it was a good story.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
It's a Monday, mate. Let's build up. You start low on a Monday. Let's build, ramp up the craziness the week goes on.
And that's not even that exciting, Ollie. Last week, the first ever drone delivered pizza happened.
Well, that's cool.
Exactly.
Well, that sounds cool.
In Whangaparoa, a suburb north of Auckland in New Zealand, Domino's delivered the first ever drone pizza.
So, no humans involved, just send the drone over with the pizza.
Correct. Now, the CEO was there, the head guy was there. He wasn't too excited.
Hi, I'm Scott Bush, Domino's General Manager here in New Zealand. I'd like to welcome you to Whangaparoa. We'll be conducting a world first this morning. The first ever drone delivery of food to a customer by our unmanned aerial vehicle.
Okay, just get a little bit more
welcome
excited,
to you
mate.
To Whangaparoa, mate. Welcome to my Whangaparoa, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Well, 13, 12, 16, now's the time to call.
Where
have you had pizza delivered? Where? Was it a crazy one? Were you camping in the bush?
Now, we need to test the new phone system here. We've got new phones, so please give us a call. 13, 12, 16.
Got that new phone feeling, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Where have you had pizza delivered? Let's see if anybody calls up on Star FM.
Where have you had pizza delivered? And just to re-set this up.
Yeah, what was your story?
I was at a hotel.
Oh, my God.
A Tura.
Wow.
On Dean Street. And I saw a pizza guy come into the hotel and head up the lift and deliver pizza to someone's hotel room.
It is just the most...
Now, is that weird or what?
No, it's not. It's very normal.
Is that mildly weird?
No.
Or what?
Happens all the time.
Well, I was surprised. I was shocked. We have got some calls. We've got plenty of calls.
No, we don't.
Well, let's go to the first call. I'll just jump out for a second.
Okay. We've got a new phone system as well, so this is going to be good. 13, 12, 16. Morning. Who is this?
G'day, Tom and Ollie. It's Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. Andrew, where have you had pizza delivered?
Mate, this is gonna knock your socks off.
Oh, yeah?
Me and a couple of friends had a Bucks party, right?
Yep.
And we went in a crazy sort of tour. Hang on, just by the way, the phones are really echoey, and it really is off-putting.
Yeah, we know that. It's a new phone system. People were telling us all morning.
We did some shooting out in the bush. We came back, went via a yacht trip. This is in the city in Sydney, up through the harbour. And we went back to the hotel room, and then we ordered pizza to the room.
So that's the same story that Ollie was saying, though, Andrew.
But, yeah, I know. And as Ollie was saying, it's pretty kind of crazy have pizza delivered to the room.
It's not crazy to have pizza delivered to a hotel room, though, is it, Andrew?
I said it's mildly crazy.
I wanted to tell you about the transformation that is going to be happening to me.
Tom, I know you have a story about yourself, a personal story, but you won't believe it. But someone's called up on 13, 12, 16 to answer the question of where have you had pizza delivered?
You are freaking kidding me. No.
So your personal story is going to have to wait because Matt from Kiowa over this very weekend has had pizza delivered in a unique place. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Good, mate. Now, we've got a new phone system, so sorry about the echo that you'll be hearing back on your end.
Oh, it's all right. It's pretty average, but you can get used to it.
Used to it. Where have you had pizza delivered, mate?
Now, we had a wedding on the weekend, and it was all you could eat pizza.
Oh!
That's all right.
That's good.
So, it was a top wedding. It was a good idea, but they were very fancy pizzas.
Oh, okay.
Like prosciutto and stuff like that.
A lot of people, like the good old-fashioned meat lovers and Aussies and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's true.
So we thought we'll make a quick phone call and get a couple delivered out the back so no one could actually see them get delivered.
Good, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, boys, we were very, very popular.
There was like some illegal backdoor pizza going on at the back.
It was very sneaky. It was like a black ops sort of mission, but we got it sorted.
Did you de-box them out the back and then bring them out the front with the others?
We sort of did. We even took it up onto the bridal table.
That's a real treat for the bride and groom.
Thanks for the call, Matt.
No one knew the difference, so we did well.
I can't believe you even called for where did you get pizza delivered, but thank you so much for getting involved.
That's.
No worries, boys. Have a good day.
You're a champion.
Almost as good as a hotel room pizza delivery.
No, it's not. Which it's normal.
Is kind of crazy.
You know what's annoying now, Ollie? Because of the pizza delivery stories? I have to move the news so that
I'm sorry that when I bring segments, people call up. Next Monday night will be a good night, Tom.
Won't it ever, Ollie?
Because Hamish and Andy and their band, Cool Boys and the Frontman, which are the Veronicas, by the way, are coming to Wodonga Catholic College to play at the Year 10 Formal.
If you haven't heard much of them, they sound like this. Hamish on drums, Jack, the guy that pushes their buttons, on guitar, and Andy on bagpipes.
Which he learnt for this band. They're playing one song, that's their thing. They have the one song. It's Long Way to the Top,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, AC/DC.
Now, Tom, our role, we've been invited, as you know, which is great. We had hoped we would get a Guernsey, and we did.
Which is cool.
And we found the gig, you know, ourselves. So it's only fair that we should get an invite.
I would think so.
Now, you recall the email that we got sent by their producer, Carly.
Oh, yeah, Carly Humby. Yeah,
she emailed saying, guys, how would you feel about introing Hamish Andy and the band and, you know, getting on stage?
I emailed back and I'm like, that would be really kind, Carly. That would be really nice.
Did you?
Yeah. Did you do something?
Oh, okay. Because so, I also emailed back. This is... Over the weekend, I had...
What have you done?
I was out, and maybe I had a couple of drinks.
Oh, God, no.
But I got into planning mode. I got ahead of myself, and I started planning. I emailed Carly, and I said, look, to be honest, Tom's skills really lie in admin and in logistics. And so I said, Carly, how'd you feel about having Tom as H&A's PA?
Personal assistant?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I said, Tom's really good at this stuff. He'll be a great PA. He's great at running around. He knows where good coffee is.
Okay,
he's got a very high standard of coffee.
That's fine. We'll
You're very good at formatting and layouting and printing and documents. So
we'll email her back today because she wouldn't have received
it. No, well, she's replied.
Oh, God.
She replied on Sunday saying, great, lock it in.
Oh, God.
We'll have you, Ollie, as the guy who intros Hamish and Andy.
Hang on.
Tom will be the PA.
What are you saying that I don't get to go on stage? And introduce them. I don't get to...
Well, there might be moments where you go on stage, like brief moments where if they need a pen or a if they need a back rub or something. If Andy's a bit, maybe he's a bit stiff or...
Hang on, it's part of my job giving back rubs.
Well, I mean, if you're a really good PA, you never know how close you can get with the guys. But I think you'd be good. I want to make sure that you're really good, though.
Okay.
To make sure. Like, I know you want to get close with the guys. And I think if you're being a good PA,
yeah,
maybe you will be able to be closer to them. But
okay, I see.
Not quite on stage with me.
So what are some of the tasks that I'm going to be doing?
Well, Carly emailed saying, guys, what we need is some run sheets. So if you can print off some run sheets. You've got a printing card, yeah, with some money?
Yeah, I've got a card.
Yeah, good.
A printing card.
She said a couple of coffees or two would be good. They said they never say no to snacks.
Oh,
so that's your first three. So printing, coffee and snacks. I'll work on the front of house stuff,
okay,
the sort of the stage presence and all that and introing the guys.
Yeah.
But throughout this week, let's make sure that your PA skills are up to scratch. I'm doing a segment I call Fountain of Ideas right now, where I try to bring the best ideas forward to the radio. It's normally at 7 a.m, but it's getting a late airplay today because it's such a good idea. It's essentially, we're building a kid's Christmas wish list.
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, you might be a parent wondering, what do I get the kids for Christmas? Geez, every year it comes round. I want to get them something nice. And so maybe, you know, Santa will do his job, of course, but as a parent, you want to do something nice as well. So we're building that wish list, and I've asked for the kids to call on 13 12 16 and hit us up with what you want to add to the kids' Christmas wish list. And we'll start with Indiana, Tom, from Wodonga. Good morning, Indiana.
Good morning.
How's it going? Hey, have you got something to add to the Christmas wish list?
Yes.
What do you want to get?
An Instax camera set.
Oh, well, say that again.
Instax camera set.
An Instax camera set.
Yeah.
And what does that do?
What is it?
It's like a polarized camera. I heard Mum in the background.
Thanks, Indiana.
Thank you, Indiana.
You've done a stellar job there. Michael from Wodonga. Michael, you're a 10-year-old young man and you want to add to the Christmas wish list?
Probably video games.
Oh, yeah? What video games in particular, Michael, do you reckon?
Ones that are well known for good graphics.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
It's all about graphics and gameplay, is it?
I just got Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, but it's probably not. Yes, it's probably. I was going to say it's probably not appropriate for a 10-year-old, though.
Too many guns.
I've already got Black Ops and Ghost.
Yeah, sweet as, Michael. I hear you, mate. I'm a gamer as well.
All right, a couple of gamers were gaming out there. Jacinta from Albury, what do you want to add to the kids' Christmas wish list?
Hatchimal.
A what?
A Hatchimal?
Yes.
What's a Hatchimal?
Like, the inner egg, and they start to hatch themselves from inside after 25 minutes.
Oh, my God. That sounds incredible.
And they're really big. They're really big, too.
Oh, my God.
That sounds awesome.
That's the best thing ever.
That sounds so good, Jacinta.
I love it so much. We're
going to add that to the Christmas wish list, Jacinta. How about Riley from Albury? Riley, what do you want to add to the wish list?
I'd like a razor cart.
A razor cart?
Yeah.
It's like a go-kart or a billy cart, is it?
It's a bit like a go-kart.
Okay. Because I know razors make scooters. Is it like a scooter?
Not really.
Yeah, okay. Good. Got it wrong. Well, mate, that's on the list. Thanks for that.
That is a big Christmas list, Ollie. An Instax camera, video games, a Hatchimal, a razor cart.
God.
I think we now know what the kids want for Christmas.
Easy, parents. There you go. Just buy all that stuff. Tom, we are putting you to the test all this week as a PA. I emailed Hamish and Andy's producer because they're coming to Wodonga to the Year 10 formal next Monday at Wodonga Catholic College.
Mm.
And I said to them, guys, Tom's a great logistics man. He's a really organized guy, and he'd make a great PA.
It's just insane.
Carly replied saying, great, lock it in. So, look, it's annoying for you, but you're now locked in as their PA.
God.
But now, of course, you want to impress them. Like, I guess you want to back out of this, but you can't go, Hamish and Andy, hey, guys, I don't want to do it.
No, I can't. Definitely can't do that.
So you're left with the option of basically just doing the best job you can.
Just doing a bloody good job.
So what I want to do now is I want to put you to the test. We're going to Facebook Live this video, and essentially I'm putting you to the test to test your PA skills out. All right.
Okay, so you're testing me as a PA for Hamish and Andy.
Yep.
What's the test this morning?
I need you to go and get Hamish and Andy's coffee. Now, I happen to know for a fact.
Okay.
The boys want.
Yep.
One skinny latte.
Yep.
For Andy.
Yep.
Good looking guy. And one mocha for Hamish.
It's
Skinny latte and a mocha. That's what the guys drink.
When am I doing this?
I don't know why you're still in the room.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here. Go now. You've got till the end of the next segment. We're going to play a song and a segment. It's about 5 minutes. Go. It's on Facebook. So search Tom. Yes, I'm fine. Just search Tom and Ollie on Facebook. You can see Tom's challenge as a PA. He's now racing out to Piccolo Pot, I think. Mike Posner. Right now, things are a bit weird. Tom is actually out and about. He is being put to the test as Hamish and Andy's PA. Now, if you haven't heard the backstory, Hamish and Andy are coming to the border on Monday, next Monday, as part of their band tour, Cool Boys and the Front Man. They're playing at Wodonga Catholic College at the Year 10 formal. So Tom has been put, tasked, as their PA, their personal assistant, which he's not loving. He's not loving that fact. But hey, he's stuck with the role. So he's being put to the test. You can Facebook Live him right now as he's out at Piccolo Pod. Good morning, Tom. How are you going?
Good morning, Ollie. The track is called I Took a Plane to Ibiza, mate.
Oh, great. Thank you. I wasn't sure of the track. Thank you. Mate, don't worry about the song.
You forgot to mention Spring It On, which is happening after 8 o'clock.
Spring It On after 8 o'clock. Mate, don't worry about that.
You're a better PA, and I'm better at doing the radio show. So what do you
do? You've got one job, and that's to get two coffees, and you're probably not going to do it in time. You've got until Maroon 5 starts, which is in about a minute.
Start
a minute and a half. Maroon 5 is starting.
Well, I've got Nathan here. Nathan, how far away are these coffees for Hamish Andy?
2 minutes.
I've got 2 minutes, Ollie. Can I have 2 minutes?
It's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a real struggle, Tom. I'll have to ask the guys what they think. Because I've got Hamish and Andy's phone number personally. Because we're just mates. Whereas you work for them, so I'm their mate. So I might give them a call. By the way, you are on Facebook Live right now. If you search Tom and Ollie on Facebook.
It's a very boring video. I'm currently just waiting for the coffee, so it's not the most exciting video.
I guess so, but I mean, the high energy factor's there. Look, mate, Maroon 5 is about to start playing, so...
Don't I have till the end of Maroon 5? Seriously?
Look, I'll just ask Cameron. Hey, boys, can Tom have till the end of Maroon 5?
They're not
here yet. Yeah, no worries, Ollie. You're a good man. You're a good man, Ollie, and Tom's an average PA.
I'm terribly late for the news.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, my God, if you were just watching on Facebook Live then, you would have seen... A very fast boy, a very fast personal assistant for Hamish and Andy, getting coffees for the boys. Thank you very much.
Well, Tom, I managed to watch some of the video. The internet wasn't loading for me for half of that.
Oh, God.
But it looked like you were putting a really good effort in. And, you know, from a PA, what you want, a real PA, like a good PA, you want them just to be doing their best effort always.
And have I passed test one of getting the boys coffee very quickly?
Well, what you've got here is a hot chocolate.
No, it's a mocha.
A mocha, rather, is what Hamish wanted.
Thank you.
And Andy, you've got him a skinny latte.
Yes, because you said...
He wanted a regular latte, mate.
No, you
Andy
said...
Andy wanted a regular latte.
You said skinny latte.
And you've got him a regular latte.
No, don't put it in the bin again.
No one wants that. So, next time, get the right coffee. This is an average... This is a pass, Mark.
Just to paint the picture, Ollie just threw the large... Skinny latte in the bin.
I'm sure it's a great coffee, Piccolo Pod.
Just...
But Tom, you got Andy the wrong coffee. You need to learn to be better.
Tomorrow,
I put you to the real test and you get challenged once again to be H&A's PA. Tom, I've found next to us in the studio here a remnant from Friday's show, Riley Rose's diary. Now, she has been very clear about this. I mean, it's a black diary. It says, keep out mofos.
Yeah.
It's from Riley Rose Harper. That's full on.
And it's her emo diary. So it's from back in the day. It's from when she was like, I don't know, 16 and stuff. And she likes to read some of it out of it sometimes.
She has read some out.
Yeah.
Now, so that gives me the impression that maybe she wouldn't mind. But to be honest, I think if we read it out, she'd be really upset.
No.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I feel like she's read it out on air. Surely she wouldn't mind reading it out. Why are you holding it? Why are you keeping it away from me?
Well... Look, you seem pretty keen to read it out.
I would like to read some of it out, yes.
I don't know if that's it's a moral question. This is a moral question. And I guess on 13, 12, 16, I want to hear what your thoughts are.
Okay.
I feel like she would pick and choose parts that she's happy to read and that she would be in no way okay with us just picking it up and just flicking through to any old page and reading it.
Well, 13, 12, 16, what's the moral dilemma here? Probably good to get some girls for this one. I don't think the guys will really have much of an opinion.
Should we crack it open? I'm of the opinion that it's probably safer not to.
13, 12, 16. I would love to just have a read. Can you please pass it over here?
If I pass it to you, don't Just don't read it yet.
I won't read it out on air.
Honestly, you can't just take someone's diary. Okay. Like, she's left it here, and this is that silly. Don't open it, Tom. Don't open it.
What do you mean,
Don't it's open so it? It's someone's personal diary. Riley.
Let me just have a bit of a peek.
You know what she's like? She could easily just crack it at you.
Oh, God.
And you don't want the cold shoulder from Riley.
Okay, cracked it open. I just read something that's very bad. What?
There's embarrassing stuff in there.
Embarrassing stuff.
Okay, 13, 12, 16. Morally, should we open the diary and have a read of some stuff on air? Or is that just sacrilegious? For a lady's diary, particularly for a young girl from back in the day when she was, you know, let's be honest, maybe a more embarrassing version of herself than she is now.
13, 12, 16. Should we read this diary? 13, 12, 16, Riley Rose Harper's diary is in here in the studio.
I thought you hadn't done the time yet.
No. I've done 8:48.
8:48, did you? Alrighty. We're talking about Riley's diary. She's left it in the studio, which is pretty interesting. It's a bit of a moral dilemma for us. Do you jump into it or not? I mean, she's read it out before on the radio, parts of it. It's her emo diary from when she was going through a phase back in high school. Mm-hmm. But should we read it out? I mean, it's here for the taking. I feel like it's probably a leave because you never know. She might be real upset.
Yeah, absolutely. Jenny from West Albury. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how mate. We've got a new phone system, so it might be a bit echoey on your end. Sorry.
Still getting into Callum.
Yeah, you were still getting to Callum.
Yeah, sorry.
That's the delay for you.
Jenny from West Albury, we've got Riley Rose Harper's emo diary here. Should we read it?
No, leave it alone, boys.
Leave it. Just
what goes on in diary stays in diary.
Okay, do you have a diary yourself, Jenny?
I don't.
Okay.
But one of my boys had one, and I have done what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And it's not pretty.
Okay. So it's just a flat out, definitely don't do it.
It's a no.
Jenny, it's funny you say that because Sasha has the direct opposite opinion of you. Sasha, what do you think about this one?
I think that finders keepers and you should go for it.
Okay.
Finders keepers indeed.
Well, we haven't heard anything from Riley either, Sasha, which is interesting.
Yeah, I think I have my own diary and I personally wouldn't leave it lying around, and if I would, I would be frantically looking for it.
And if you did, you agree that you should be punished by having it read out on the radio?
Sorry, what was that?
Don't worry about it. It deserves to be read out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, let's go to an ad break first. Throughout this, the moral dilemma continues.
Well, it's one all. One more call either way will sway us.
Riley Rose Harper. Bubbly, happy, perky, and emo.
Riley Rose Harper's Emo Diary.
Unofficial Emo Diaries version here because Riley's not here. She's actually away seeing a band, but she's left a diary in the studio.
Ooh.
Tom's got his grubby fingers on it and he's pretty keen to read it out. Now, I really thought it was a moral dilemma and, you know, potentially just one that you leave alone.
Jenny,
don't go there.
Jenny called up. She said on 13, 12, 16, she said there's no way that you should touch Riley's diary. Sasha then called up and said, go for it. It's her fault for leaving it around.
Belinda also called. She didn't get on air, but she said, I don't want you to read it either. It's not a good thing to do. I believe we have got Riley on the phone right now, though, Tom. She's heard the segment and she's not happy.
Well, Jenny and Belinda, thank you very much.
for going into bat for you.
Guys, I've just woken up. Like, seriously, I'm on leave. I'm trying to have a sleep in. I've woken up to 5 messages from friends on the border saying, you guys, you need to listen to it. Tom and Ollie are about to read your diary on air. I'll tell you what, I was very busy on Friday, like, tying up loose ends before I was taking annual leave.
Oh, sure.
I didn't think about my email diary. And Ollie, you've absolutely nailed it.
Dear diary,
choose what I read out of that diary.
Happy Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day.
Riley, Tom's lame. Tom, careful now.
Well, happy Valentine's Day. Haha, Valentine's Day. Lame. Seems like only yesterday I saw you with.
Come, no! Don't read it!
Something about listening to Deftones? Good times.
You can keep reading, maybe it'll be
insane. We'll keep reading until you freak out.
Ever since I started to like you, I wanted you more and more to the point it was actually hurting.
Stop.
We were only friends and I thought nothing would become of it.
Ew, no. All right, stop, Tom. Seriously, stop.
But here we are today. It's kind of a weird thing when you think about it, but I guess it's just
still
meant to be.
Okay.
In Melbourne.
Wow, Whitey was a special guy, wasn't he?
You weren't supposed to read that part.
Don't dump that. Dump it. Dump it.
Dump it.
Dump it. Dump it.
Dump it.
All right, we had to dump that part.
Oh, wow. So,
thank you, Riley Rose Harper.
Riley, you still there?
I think it's dumped. I think we dumped it, Ollie. We got out.
Went too far. Right,
went
Tom,
too far
you shouldn't have read that bit out.
Well,
you shouldn't have read that bit out.
That was you. That was your fault, Riley. Far out. Hopefully the dump worked. So if you're listening then and something cut out, it was because Riley Rose Harper told us that we need to dump whatever we just said. Wow. The first time I've ever used the dump button, it was just because all of them mentioning a name.
From grade 10.
No, but don't say it.
Oh, I don't know when it was,
yeah,
for
exactly
sure.
Yeah, right.
I'm just
exactly
making
right.
it up. You're the one who's literally reading from the diary.
That was fun, wasn't it? Reading out Riley Rose Harper's diary. 13, 12, 16. What have you walked in on? Have you had an awkward walk-in? Some guy in the States walked in on Jennifer Aniston and Jared Butler filming that hit film, The Bounty Hunter, as he walked through a casino lobby.
And this is on Reddit, what, just now. So I love how, what, like 4 years on, he's gone, I might tell this story on Reddit.
It's gone bonkers across the news sources as well. Everybody's going, oh, that some guy ruined Jennifer Aniston's scene.
Cut, who's this guy? Oh, mate, who God. Are you? Get out of here.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to get out of your show.
I don't want to be here either. I didn't want to be on the movie.
13, 12, 16, awkward walk-ins. We're guessing that a lot of them will be a bit sexual.
Well, that's the only walk-in I can think of, and I have, as I said, I've walked in my housemate Justin, my ex-housemate now, just sad.
I was thinking about awkward walk-ins. I was thinking there could be things like somebody getting fired at work. You accidentally walked in on that,
yeah.
Like interesting meetings at work.
Yeah, okay.
Someone having a blue with their partner or something. There's heaps of walk-ins.
Alien meetings, conspiracy theory meetings.
Yeah, a bit less so. 13, 12, 16, if you get involved, we've got copies of Bruno Mars's album 24 Karat Magic, which is out now. Dan from Albury, what was your awkward walk-in, mate?
Yeah, it caught the old man, you know, down in the basement. I was like, shit, what you doing down there?
Oh, my God.
He was just doing yoga.
Okay. Okay,
good. He's been hiding it from home.
Really?
Was he in a funny position and getting a bit sweaty and you thought the worst?
Yeah, they inverted and I was, what the?
Dad, get married.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What a relief. It was just a downward dog.
Relief is the strong word there. Dan, you've got yourself a copy of 24 Karat Magic from Bruno Mars.
Oh, legend.
And we're all relieved that it was just yoga.
We're currently testing out Tom's skills as a PA.
Oh, man. God, I'm back, Ollie.
Tom, you just made it back in the nick of time. You're lucky that song drags out at the end there a little bit because you're now back puffing. I'm testing you as the PA for Hamish and Andy.
Their band Cool Boys and the Frontman are coming to town. Oh, it's good.
Are we still live on Facebook?
We are still live on Facebook.
Excellent.
Pat Lunchinson has just said, come on, Tom. Thank you, Pat. I am back in the room.
Now, Tom, the challenge set to you was I needed 100 copies of the run sheet for Monday night's event at Wodonga Catholic College, the Year 10 formal.
Just cutting some up still.
Look, I got to say, I've watched the video as it played out in real time on Facebook, and I was not impressed at what I saw. I asked for 100 copies in Arial font.
Yep. And look what I've given you, mate. Look what I've given you. Here's 100 half A4 sheets, so not to waste paper.
Now, let me just get the camera up there, Tom, so that everyone on Facebook can see exactly what you've given me here.
Jump onto Facebook now. Just search
now,
Tom and Ollie.
Hamish and Andy, I don't need to tell you this, are not just a national brand, but an international brand with thousands and thousands of followers. In fact, millions of followers.
Yeah, sure.
And huge budgets.
And isn't it great, the quality
and,
of
and what
the
you've
product.
Handed me is pieces of paper, A4 paper, torn in half, but in no fashion and in no way is it straight. It is a curved, torn, hodgepodge stack of what looks to me like scrap paper. I'm willing to forgive you for the messy nature of these run sheets.
Yeah.
Providing that the information I asked for is on there in the format that I asked for.
And how did I go with the information? Please note, included logo for branding.
You've said Hamish and Andy performing at the Wodonga Catholic College.
Yeah.
6 p.m., students arrive.
Yeah.
7 p.m., Hamish and Andy arrive, head to green room. Good. 7:30 p.m., Veronica's arrive, head to green room. 8 p.m., the performance of their one song.
Yes.
10 p.m., event ends.
So pretty good running sheet, I would think.
Look, that's good. I would have preferred it concludes, just as a formality thing, and event concludes.
That's stupid.
But event ends. Look, the information's there. The font you've used is Arial.
Yes.
Now, I did ask for Ariel.
Yeah, you did.
But this is the lesson that you've got to learn in the game of PA.
Don't change the
I'm
font.
I'm sorry to say that it's not my call.
No, don't change the font on me,
Ollie. The talent, Hamish and Andy have since decided they wanted Times New Roman. So this is now null and void.
But you said Ariel.
This is null and void.
But you said Ariel.
Don't argue with me. Argue with Hamish Nandy, the man.
No, don't rip them.
So these are useless.
Don't rip them.
These are, I want to tear them even further.
That is such a waste of paper.
Well, mate, you've got to learn as a PA, you need to think of all outcomes.
Oh, my God. You have wasted the company so much money.
Mate, these guys are on $4 million a year. They're not concerned about wasting paper. Let me tell you that. They want what they want, and they want Times New Roman. So next time, you've got to think about all options.
Stop ripping up the paper.
You've got to think about all options.
Oh, my God. Don't make a mess.
Final challenge tomorrow, and I hope you learned your lesson here. You can't account for one scenario. You've got to be across it all.
If that really pulled on your heartstrings, these kids, Joel Turner and the Modern Day Poets, 14 past 6 on Star FM, then support Star FM's I Believe in Christmas toy drive for the Salvation Army. Think about those kids and help make a brighter Christmas for those children in need. Donate at a WAW branch across the border or here at Star FM. You're with Tom and Ellie. That was a fun one.
What thank a great link you just made there, Tom.
Thank you to you Sam, know. The semi-sparky, and Dylan.
These that kids. One in. You chose that song, These Kids, by Joel Turner and the Modern Day Poets.
I chose that song, but it was backed up by Sam and Dylan.
Well, the people wanted it. But what I really...
If you were listening to that and you didn't like that, bad luck, you didn't call up.
No, that's so true. That's democracy.
Exactly.
What I really love to imagine about that song is... Because you... Sorry, pardon me. I'm just getting a bit of a burp.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry. What I love to imagine is that...
We're alive, people.
We're going live here. Is that you chose that song because you love it. And back in the day when you were a teenager, you were a younger kid singing along to that song. And, you know, as the song speaks about the justice system... And oh. Minority groups.
This song goes out to the justice system.
And the kids who are going to court and having troubles in their teens. What I love to imagine is you on the bus to one of the most prestigious private schools on the peninsula.
No.
As a teen.
No.
And just you really getting deep into the grit of the song.
This was
as you wore your suit and tie and probably a top hat. Probably wearing a top hat. And... embarking on the bus to go to English with very good teachers and very good resources at your feet.
Sorry, I had 3 years of private school. How many years of private school did you do, Ollie?
Mate, don't compare my school to your school.
Oh, what, 12? 12 years of private school?
No, 6.
Oh, wow, so double the amount of years that I had.
But, mate, your school is the most outrageous, pompous school that I've ever heard of.
Before that, I had the poorest school ever. So I'm human, you know?
And those 3 years were your real These Kids, Joel Turner.
Exactly.
That was your moment.
Bro. Exactly, bro.
Right.
You know, when we were sinking cans of Red Bear.
Yeah.
And stuff.
So it was a bit of a fairy tale moment for you to rise up from the slums and reach the heights of Haileybury.
Have you seen that movie, A Cinderella Story?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
It's like...
Yeah. Tom, we all know the Border Mail reports on the biggest issues of the day, and often that is serious topics, often that is, you know, events around the area, disasters. It's also often councillors who love to wear hats.
Oh, God, isn't it?
And Danny Lowe has made a name for himself as a councillor who is not afraid to wear a hat on almost any occasion. We welcome him to the studio right now. Good morning, Danny Lowe.
Good morning, guys.
Hat guy.
By the way, we also have the Mayor, Anna Speedy. Good morning, Anna.
Am I an afterthought?
Yeah, but look, I haven't got any applause. Questions for you, Anna, because you don't wear hats, so I just don't know what to speak about.
Well, I'm going to the races today and, of course, clearly not dressed for it just yet, but I've got to do a lot of work.
Will you have a hat on?
Although it's windy. It's windy, so maybe I'm going to change
Well,
plans.
You've seen how much it works for Danny wearing a hat, so
I think it'd be in your best interest to wear the corporate hat.
With your council hat.
Yeah.
Well, Danny, look, we thought, seeing as you are a new councillor, we should give you a bit of time to touch on maybe some of the serious things that you do want to push, but then the most serious thing will definitely be your selection of hats and how you feel, a bit of a voice for you about how you feel about your hat fame.
Beautiful. Firstly, my hat fame is a little bit embarrassing.
No, let's go firstly, serious issues.
Firstly, I'll put my council hat on then. and we'll run with that. Yeah. And probably a little bit more about me. I went to a forum yesterday. It was a No One Left Behind forum that was put on by the council, and it gets the leaders in the community in there together to strategize and how we can identify some problems that we have in our community.
Sure, sure.
And then strategize about the solutions that we can put forward.
And which ones are you most passionate about, would you say?
The ones I'm most passionate about is besides from hats, is the one that I've had the most dealings in, and that's the disability sector and also disadvantage and youth unemployment.
Yeah.
So I've got many hats that I can put on there.
The metaphor is ever sprawling.
All right, that was great. Now let's get into the hats. Okay, so the hat. What's the deal with the hat thing?
The first article from Anthony Bunn about you wearing a hat was, I think, a bit of a serious article. Like, I think Mr. Bunn wrote it as a, you know, well, Danny wears a hat and good on him. And were you treating it as such when he spoke to you about that?
I was treating it exactly as it was. I wear a hat. So.
And so were you surprised at the fanfare, maybe? Were you surprised?
I was definitely surprised. I think if people jumping on my hat, well, good on them. Maybe it'll lead to me actually being able to get some of my points across eventually.
Now, Danny, the rumours are you're actually...
All rumours are true, by the way.
You're actually not a hat guy. Can you please confirm whether this is true or not?
Oh, where did you hear this, Tom?
That is an interesting one. I have not heard that one.
It's a bold statement. Or do you just wear a hat all the time?
Listen, I wear a hat so I don't have to do my hair.
So he wears a hat all the time. The rumours are false.
Well, there you go, Anna. That's Danny's trick.
No, actually, he's like Molly Meldrum, and he's actually got no hair at all.
Correct. Actually, I've got a bald patch. I do have a bald patch. It's something I've been working on for a few years now.
Bunny built you up as this guy who is a maverick, who anti-establishment, you know. He wears a hat despite all the odds. But is it like that?
It's simply not the case. I've got... I wish it was like that, actually.
And the follow-up article was the story of you being given the hat you're wearing now, the Wodonga Council, our people, our city, our future hat.
But my favourite quote in that one is, I will not wear this hat when I'm working in store. I may wear it to events for Wodonga.
Was that because it wasn't quite cool enough?
Well, I've actually spoken to the procurement part of the council, because you can have a look at this cap and clearly see that we need to...
Oh, mate, the structure of it.
Flex fit or new era is the only way to go.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because, look at it. It's flimsy. It's got no support in the back.
He knows his stuff. He works at Wayne Ridge's. Well, he owns it. Whatever.
Well, no, it worked there.
Well,
it
worked there. Yeah.
I work for
but not on Mondays, because that's when you're working as a councillor.
That's correct.
Hamish and Andy coming to the border on Monday. Monday's show. They're up here. And the Wodonga Catholic College, that's where they're performing with the Veronicas at the Year 10 Formal. It is a private event, so don't try and get yourself in there, because there's a lot of security and stuff. They're playing with their band Cool Boys and the Frontman. And hopefully it's a little bit better than that. But all this week, Ollie, you've been challenging me to some personal assistant challenges.
Yes, Tom. Carly, their producer, Hamish and his producer, is keen to have you as their PA. But I wasn't sure if you're up to scratch. You know, you are a very organised guy. Mm. But, you know, the boys want the best.
Absolutely.
And you know what? The funny thing is, they're prone to changing their mind a bit. So you have had a bit of a struggle this week. I mean, first you had to get a coffee. Andy wanted a skinny latte. He changed his mind and got a regular latte.
But then you threw it in the bin, even though you said skinny latte.
No, but what I'm saying is he changed his mind.
No,
that's the key.
You changed your mind.
It's not about me. God. It's about Hamish and Andy and what they want. The font was changed in the running sheet you made for them. They wanted Arial.
I printed Arial.
But you're not listening. They changed their mind and they wanted Times New Roman.
You changed your mind.
But I'm living through them to test you. That's the whole point.
All right.
So today was your final test. You needed to get snacks. By the way, we are on Facebook Live right now. Just search Star FM The Border to see Tom's final test unveil. Unveil.
You sent me down to the supermarket to get snacks, Ollie. You said, hey, the boys want a barbecue shape.
Simple test, Tom. Just get the boys some barbecue shapes. You got in your car and you drove because you're lazy. But that's your prerogative as a PA.
I used my own petrol. Ollie, I'm safe to say, I'm glad to reveal, I have bought the boys barbecue shapes, not just any barbecue shapes, but the original flavour.
Tom.
PA test, tick, done.
Tom,
let's continue R&B Fridays.
No, I want to say bravo, mate. Well done. And I would love to lock you in as their PA. But the sad thing is that, as you know, Andy is a picky guy, and he often changes his mind.
Everybody says he's the most lovely guy in radio.
He's picky as well, lovely picky.
Who says he's picky?
Unfortunately, Tom,
Andy had a change of heart in the last 20 minutes and he actually wanted cheddar shapes. So you failed as the PA and you were not going to be able to hang out with the guys on Monday night. He wanted cheddar. He didn't want shapes. He didn't want barbecue shapes.
Well, Ollie, guess what? What? In a strange turn of events that people will be gasping at.
Okay.
I'm going to reach down into my bag here, buddy.
Oh, what? This is unheard of.
Ollie Morris and Andy Lee, if you're listening, which you probably isn't. You've just made up this choice, but... I bought cheddar shapes as well, baby!
What? How did you think of that?
I bought cheddar shapes as well. I know that he loves cheddar shapes.
You just got a backup?
Yes, mate!
You've learned. You finally learned what it takes to be a PA. You've got to be ready for every situation.
This is amazing. Can I be Hamish and Andy's PA?
Because you got the cheddar shapes and the barbecue shapes, yes, you can be their PA on Monday. Oh, wow, Tom. Oh, that's impressive.
We have to get Hamish on the show on Monday, hopefully. How did I know? Mate, I channel their inner thoughts. I know my clients.
You know your clients.
I know my clients.
Let's celebrate with some cheddar shapes right now.
Please open them up, even though I'm on a meal plan.
You can get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM.
Check it out.
Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au.
Tom and Ollie on Star FM.